אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, I'm Representative from Shapiro of Chabad North Shore, wishing all the listeners a Shana Tova.
We are almost at Erev Rosh Hashanah, 5,781. It's been very unique year, the past year, 5,780.
That's correct, absolutely. Been a very challenging year for many people. No question about that.
It's going to be very challenging also during the high holidays because we are still in the grip of the coronavirus. What is the Chabad North Shore doing in preparations for the high holidays?
So obviously we have various programs where we assist people before the high holidays, those who need support in our Helping Hands program. And anyone who does need some help, please reach out to us. In terms of the actual high holiday itself, Rosh Hashanah, we know there are limited numbers in shul for shul services, so it is a little bit tricky this year. We're limited to 100 per service. So we've actually tried to accommodate as many people as possible by offering various services, and also for shofar blowing, because some people are in a place where they don't necessarily want to be surrounded by a lot of people at a service, but they don't want to miss the shofar. So we've actually organized a couple of afternoon shofar blowing, 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. the second day of Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, first day Shabbat, there is not Kiyat Shofar.
Exactly, exactly. So at 4 p.m. we've got a children's program and a shofar blowing, and at 5 p.m. we have another shofar blowing, and if those slots both fill up, we're going to have a third shofar blowing as well, because we really don't want people to miss out. And under the circumstances, it's certainly one of those traditions that people don't want to bypass, because then, you know, it just doesn't feel like Rosh Hashanah.
That's correct. Where are you going to have the shofar blowing?
All at Chabad, Chabad North Shore, 27 College Crescent. But it does, people do need to book online, because due to COVID, all our services and shofar blowing children's programs, generally speaking, we require bookings now because of COVID. So if anyone does want to book online, contact Chabad, or just book online chabadhouse.org.au/shofar2020. And please book in for a shofar blowing. Bring your family, and at least this way you'll have the memory, the beautiful memory of the shofar blowing, which will herald in a much better year than the past year. Please God.
We are talking to Rebetzin Fruma Shapira of Chabad North Shore, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Rebetzin Shapira, we were talking about Tkiyat Shofar, blowing of the shofar. Perhaps you would like to remind our listeners, why do we blow the shofar, and what's the meaning of it all?
Well, the shofar blowing has many explanations, and I know my time is limited, so just I'll give you a couple of thoughts. First thought that comes to my mind is that call from the essence, that cry, the sound of a cry, which represents the call of the soul. A very special day of Rosh Hashanah, we really do cry out to Hashem from our essence, so to speak, and ask Him to bless us with a new year full of health and happiness, and to disregard potentially any of our misdeeds of the last year. But it's that real connection of a soul to God. It's a time where we reconnect as Jews. It's a time where we really become a lot more in touch with our essence and who we are. So it really goes back to the Akedat Yitzchak, when Avraham Avinu, was going to sacrifice his son, and obviously he didn't, and then he found a ram and he sacrificed the ram, and we turn to God and we take out the shofar, which is of the ram's horn, and we remind God, you know, we come from Abraham, and he did a lot for you, and he had a lot of self-sacrifice, and please, in the merit of Abraham and all of our forefathers and all of our parents and ancestors came before us and sacrifice themselves in various ways for their Judaism. Please, God, bless us in their merit with all the blessings that we need.
Rebetzin Fruma Shapira, we all had big challenges this year. Many of our listeners had financial loss due to COVID-19. A lot suffered from isolation. I had a phone call from a listener from lockdown in Melbourne saying, where is God? Why do we have to suffer so much? So where is God?
Wow, well, they say God is everywhere, right? Where is God? God is everywhere. Do I understand God? No. If I understood God, I would be God. But He's certainly still with us, and He's here, and He has a reason for what He does, and we just mere mortals don't understand His reasoning a lot of the time. But please God, we do believe with a very firm faith and believe that belief that even though we have been through a challenging time, it's a precursor for really positive times ahead. And we do believe we are coming closer to that period in time in history where God will be more revealed. And we pray for that all the time, for the coming of Mashiach, where all these very difficult questions will be answered.
Rabbitson Shapiro, can we go back to Rosh Hashanah? Can you please touch on some of the beautiful customs of Rosh Hashanah?
So there's some very beautiful customs. As the children often associate the Rosh Hashanah with the apples dipped in honey, that's the association. We eat a lot of sweet foods as a also just to bring to our consciousness that this is a time, a very important time, to pray to God and ask Him for a sweet new year with only blessings. And these customs do sort of remind us of this awesome time and the potential that it has. So we eat a lot of sweet foods. We eat the head of a fish symbolically to pray to God and to turn to God and say, just as we're eating the head of the fish, please God, make us the head of life, not the tail end. Give us all the blessings that we're one step ahead. And of course, we do tashlich. And tashlich is an old custom where Jews gather together by a body of water on the day of Rosh Hashanah, technically, so to speak, to throw away their sins into the sea. But more so, there's a lot of symbolism to water on Rosh Hashanah, water being the source of life and remembering that God is the source of our life. And ultimately, we are in God's hands. Our fate is in God's hands, and God does look after us. And of course, in the Kabbalah, we are taught that water represents the flow of chesed, the flow of love, the flow of giving. And, we do turn to God on Rosh Hashanah when we stand by the body of water and we say, God, just as this water flows, please give us flow of blessings and goodness and health and all that we need in our lives. So that's just a couple of the reasons why we do the tashlich. And of course, we blow the shofar, we eat, you know, delicious foods. All in all, tzimis, Yiddish, it's a sweet carrot dish that we eat called tzimis, which means, it's in Yiddish, it's called meron. Ask God meron, which means more of, to multiply our zuchiyot, our merits. We have the round challah, and we also dip the round challah in honey. And the round, again, it's that symbol of life, of the cycle of life, of bringing an awareness of consciousness, the cycle of life, that, again, we're in God's hands. And our life cycle is in God's hand. And it really is that once a year that we really stop and reflect about the fact that we've got to let go and let God and acknowledge and realize that ultimately we're in God's hands. And our prayers really do make a difference. Even though, you know, God does control our fate, we also, to an extent, through our prayers, have the ability to change that fate, to really shift things in a positive direction through our prayers and our added charity and good deeds. Again, that cycle of life and our involvement in that cycle of life is the consciousness of Rosh Hashanah.
Rebetzin Fuma Shapira of Chabad North Shore, I would like to wish you Shana Tova, Gmar Chatima Tova.
And you too, Nitza, and to all your listeners, may this year be really a year full of blessings. And may we know, not just as Jews, but the entire world should only know of health and happiness, and really should not go through any more suffering and pain. And as you said, Nitza, in the beginning, where is God? This year we should all see God in a real sense.
Thank you so much. Shana Tova.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.